Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
President Biden has signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law, which aims to address high inflation, increase some corporate taxes, allows Medicare to negotiate prescription drug costs, and focuses on climate change. Polls have closed in Alaska, where voters will decide whether to send former governor and Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin to Congress. Palin is among three candidates in a special election for Alaska's sole U.S. House seat. Palin's opponent, Nick Begich, campaigned Tuesday in Wasilla, Palin's hometown.
This isn't Celebrity Apprentice. This is a very serious election. It requires serious thought, with serious representation, and someone who's focused on the state of Alaska.
In Wyoming, pro-Trump primary challenger Harriet Hageman is poised to unseat Republican Representative Liz Cheney, one of two Republicans on the House January 6 committee. Cheney spoke after casting her vote in Jackson.
As a country, we're facing very challenging and difficult times. We're facing a moment where our democracy really is under attack and under threat.
The European Union and U.S. are studying Iran's written response to what the EU calls its final proposal to save a 2015 nuclear deal, after Tehran called on Washington to show flexibility. State Department spokesperson Ned Price refused to disclose details at a Tuesday news conference.
It will require some time to digest what has been provided to the EU and in turn what has been provided to us.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for the release of the FBI affidavit used to justify a search of former President Donald Trump's home. Meanwhile, a federal judge denied a bid by the senator to quash a subpoena ordering him to testify before a grand jury about phone calls he made to Georgia's Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger after the 2020 election, allegedly hinting he should throw away ballots from areas where Joe Biden likely received more votes. Republican lawmakers are embracing a new rallying cry to defund the FBI following last week's search of Mar-a-Lago. Sociology professor and coordinator of the Policing and Social Justice Project at Brooklyn College, Alex Vitale.
I think what the right intends here is not to reduce the power of the FBI, but merely to change the leadership so that it is more politically compliant with a far-right agenda.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.